Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody!
Hey!
That's right, where every day is a potluck of celebrity stories to taste from that are good. Now, Portia's still out, but we got our girl Eva Marcille from The Real Housewives of Atlanta here.
Hello.
Hey, Eva.
Hey, girl.
And we got our awesome twosome out in L.A. Heidi and Frank, what's up, baby?
Oh, yeah.
So later, are you a gorgeous, tall brunette that recently flew to Baltimore?
Yeah.
Well, pay attention because an NFL player is looking for you. Plus, Amy Schumer claps back at mommy shamers, and Gabrielle Union reveals her hall pass. But first, HK, I know you sitting on Rihanna.
Oh, but of course.
Whoa.
Or the other way around.
I'll take it any way I can get it.
Okay.
Now, Rihanna's made headlines again, and this time it's because of a not-so-new zip code. So Rihanna recently spoke to T, the New York Times Style magazine, and the interview dropped a little bit of a bombshell because it seems like Rihanna has been living in London.
Nice.
For for the last year, maybe possibly even longer than that. That's why we ain't really seen her out in these fair streets.
Right.
Now, the Caribbean queen is now walking amongst the blokes of London. Riri told the interviewer what she appreciates most about her new zip code. She says, I enjoy walking around the block. When I go walking, I try to keep it a little incognito. And it looks like the Brits on Twitter are really excited about the fact that she's out there.
Yeah.
And they posting all types of stuff. One person tweeted, Rihanna lives in London? I didn't know I was this close to the queen. And another one said, hell yes, suggest a hunt for our queen at March to return her back to the throne at Buckingham Palace.
Okay, British hair crack.
Okay.
But would people care about Rihanna being there? Because they got a lot of celebrities in London. They got Tina Turner and all other black people that leave from America.
That's what she's saying. I think she's not bothered because she can walk around and just be incognito and no one really cares. Whereas if she walked around in
Atlanta,
L.A. or Atlanta or New York, she wouldn't be able to go from door to door, you know?
I think they care. They just don't know. You know what I mean? It's because you wouldn't expect her to be living in London. So when you walk by her on the street, it's like, damn, that girl looked just like Rihanna.
Right.
You're not, I mean, have you ever gone to some place and it's like, you know, is that Brett Favre working at McDonald's? Probably not, but the guy looks just like Brett Favre.
And meanwhile, when she says walking on the street, she most likely has a compound where it's all hers anyway. She walks around.
She owns the street.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. She owns the street.
I bet the hunt is on right now, like when he's looking for that ticket in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Well, friends and co-stars Gabrielle Union and Jessica Alba made an appearance on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen on Bravo to promote their new show called L.A. Finest. And they played a game, newlywed game type of game, to see which one knows each other better. And Gabrielle Union gave an answer that really surprised Andy Cohen.
Ooh.
Jessica, who did Gabrielle say is her celebrity hall pass?
Barack Obama.
I don't know. I'm trying to go out, not somewhere.
Very good answer,
not
though.
Not a real...
Smokey Robinson? Smokey Robinson now or in the day?
Today.
Oh, wow.
I love old blue eyes, but I'm sorry, honey. That's a little...
But hang on, though. Is there something to, you know, 79 years old, he's going to take it nice and slow for you. He's not going to be quick, not going to rush.
You got to take it from
slow.
His ebony eyes have cataracts.
Okay.
It's the quiet storm already.
Well, please be quiet, Storm. At 6 p.m., it's my bedtime.
So I guess it's time for us to play Celebrity Hall Pass. So we know if we ever, in a newlywed game type situation, we know each other's answers, okay? So what do you got, Heidi?
Celebrity Hall Pass. Are we staying in the 79-year-old range?
I guess so. Let's go with
79 and older. No.
Yeah, let's go 79 and older.
Okay, I'm gonna go Sophia Loren.
Oh,
I can't even think of nobody.
I say an older woman that is probably hot and really sexy in bed. I'm gonna go with Brad.
You're older than Brad, you jackass. Oh my God.
You could be Brad's grandpa. Stop.
Well, comedian and actress Amy Schumer has only been a mom for 17 days, and she's already being mom-shamed online. So this is the deal. Amy gave birth to her son, Gene Attell, on May 5th after a very rough pregnancy where she continued to do stand-up almost until she gave birth. And a day ago, Amy returned to the stage and posted a pic to the gram, and many comments were made about how quickly she returned to work. Well, Amy clapped back with the pic of her pumping breast milk with the caption, "Sending out love to the mom shaming me for doing stand-up last night. Hashtag tiny stairs. Hashtag Schumer pump rules."
Okay. The baby had, listen, I don't know, she's not doing an hour. I'm sure she went up on stage and did 10 or 15 minutes. The baby has a father. She's probably like, all right, it's evening. I've been with the baby all day. I'm going to go do 15.
Well, how long were you supposed to stay at home?
I mean,
let
me just set the record straight as a mom.
Yeah.
There is no allotted amount of time outside of, like, healing from a C-section. Are you supposed to stay at home? You know, if you're ready to get back out there, then get out there. Postpartum is real. Mm-hmm. And to fight against it, moms do things to make them feel normal. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's going back to work or going on a trip or whatever. So no mom shaming is necessary.
They say 6 weeks. 6 weeks for sex if you had a...
For sex, but you can go back to work.
Right. Or she's standing up comic. Talking on the mic.
Exactly.
It's not a strenuous job.
Yeah, so where in the hell's Portia? Get back here, Portia. It's been longer than 2 weeks.
Well, it looks like Baltimore Ravens tight end Hayden Hurst may need our help because he believes that he saw the woman of his dreams, but he did not talk to her. He has no idea who she is, but he saw her and wants to get to know her better. And he wants us to help him find her again. So what he did is what most of us do when we have questions. He tweeted. So he tweeted his 18,000 followers on Sunday that he needed help finding the woman that he became smitten with on a flight. They were on a flight together from Florida to Maryland. And so he wrote, quote, "To the gorgeous tall brunette on my flight to Baltimore, you walk incredibly fast and I couldn't catch up, but here's hoping you have a Twitter, hashtag the one that got away." Okay, so I don't know. Do tight ends run? Or no.
Yes, of course they do run.
Okay, so you're telling me he's in the NFL, he's a tight end, and she walks so fast. Hire her,
no,
NFL!
Okay, so
get
this
her
is
Ravens!
What, this is what I understand, Heidi, because I actually saw this story earlier today.
Okay.
So he saw this chick, and someone recognized him once he got off the airplane and asked for a picture. And he's a really sweet guy. He obliged, but by the time he finished taking the picture, he couldn't catch up to her because she had already walked away.
That's messed up.
So it's not, and so he could have been like one of those sucky celebrities that's like, no, I don't have time for a picture, and went to find his dream girl, but instead he thought he could do both, but come to find out
he should have stiff-armed the picture taker and then ran and got the girl, man. Like, damn.
The Heisman Trophy style, right?
Hell yeah.
And here's the thing. When you're at an airport, I mean, that is the passing of the night. I mean, you're never going to see that person again. I mean, he's fishing for her, but he'll never find her again. So when you see somebody at the airport you have an interest in, you better sack up and go say something because that's the only opportunity you get. So it's
no,
done for
she
him.
Might watch Dish Nation right now.
Oh, she don't watch Dish Nation.
You know what I'm saying? Or some of her friends might watch.
Here
like,
go.
Girl, what, you on this flight?
Here we go.
You better reach out to this man. Plus, he worked 11 million and got a 6 million bonus.
And y'all are both frugal because you're both on Spirit Airlines.
If she was on Spirit, she might not have a TV.
You know, Well, y'all, up next, find out what celebrity family showed up and showed out at the premiere of the new Aladdin movie. We'll tell you more after the break. Dish Nation.
Have you ever walked into a room and everyone is drawn to your perfume? Well, that happens to me all the time now since I've been using Scentbird. I've been able to smell great Without being married to one fragrance until I'm done with the bottle, with Scentbird, you get to pick from over 450 designer brands each month. And when it's done, you simply go to scentbird.com and order your next month's fragrance. Now, if you're not sure what to get, no problem. You just take their True Scent quiz for personalized recommendations. I was recommended to try the new Juicy Couture and Kate Spade New York perfumes and fell in love. With exclusive offers for our viewers, you can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. All you have to do is go to scentbird.com/dish. Use our code DISH for 50% off your first month. That's scentbird.com/dish for you to try your first cologne or perfume. Sign on and smell amazing at scentbird.com/dish.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all.
Now, y'all know it's time for...
What the fashion?
Okay, baby. Now, last night, honey, Will Smith and his entire family showed up looking fierce, honey, at the premiere of Will's new movie, Aladdin. Mm-hmm. Now, everyone looked really good, but Jada and Willow stole the night, honey. So let's take a look at what the ladies wore. Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay. First up... Miss Jada Pinkett Smith. She's looking like she's ready, baby, to grant some wishes. All right, bitch. You better grant those wishes, honey.
Honey, Jada Pinkett Smith just came through with low down, dirty shame, Jada. That is old school.
Bitch, I thought it was
that is low down, dirty shame, Jada.
That is peaches, honey.
But that wasn't no cute outfit.
She's dressed for the occasion. It's Aladdin.
Yeah, but Jada, she should have worn something with the puff, like the tight around the ankles and the poof pants. You know what I'm talking about?
But this is like
she's
2019 version of those pants. Those pants are, I would wear those pants with a rocker tee and a jean jacket in a heartbeat. Those pants are everything.
Her hair wasn't even cute. I mean,
it was. Oh, Gary, don't be a hater because her waves are more popping than yours.
Well, all right, y'all. And next, honey, we have Willow, honey, serving some major legs, honey. Let's take a look.
What do I do?
Oh, wow.
Verification check on aisle two, please.
You better serve the camera, darling.
Move over, honey. Willow is here.
Yes, she is. All right, y'all. Well, since we're talking about fashion, we might as well tell you about GQ Magazine's latest cover, Heartthrob, and you'll never believe who it is.
Oh.
It's Seth Rogen.
Heartthrob.
Yes, girl. Twitter went wow, and many are saying he looks very sexy, darling.
Not Pineapple Express.
Okay. Well, even one person tweeted, wow, Seth Rogen really went from fetch my snack to full course meal.
Ooh.
And another person tweeted, I would like to pinpoint the exact moment I became Seth Rogen's whore.
Right.
Okay? Not sure when it happened, but here we are.
He is given straight husband material.
Yeah.
Not boyfriend. Not I want to date. He's giving full zaddy.
Yes. Yeah. Long money zaddy.
Yes. Let's go on a trip, zaddy. Yeah. Zaddy.
Let's go overseas, zaddy.
Yes, zaddy. I want to get on a sail with
okay.
you, zaddy. I don't know about you guys. I'm a huge fan of Seth Rogen. I think he's absolutely genius and hilarious. But I've never looked at him and thought, like, okay, he kind of sexy. Like, never in a million.
Yeah. Well.
So it's time for Dish Going Viral. Now, you guys are going to love this. A third grade class in Birmingham, Alabama is going viral for their math class edition of Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus' song Old Town Road. Now, the teacher, Jasmine Armani Merlette, thought it would be cool for the kids to perform the song to keep them interested in learning, and so did everybody else, because people can't stop posting about the video, including Lil Nas X. Check it out. Yo, I swear it is so dope when music gets used for the forces of good instead of evil.
Right. It's so freaking cute, man.
Yeah. They're adorable. And they really
ace
into
my
it.
Test.
Right. I got
Coming up, speaking of Lil Nas X, you won't believe what insane gift he surprised Billy Ray Cyrus with. We'll tell you all about it and more after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Hey. Now, it looks like Billy Ray Cyrus is going to be riding down Rodeo with his Maserati sports car, like the lyrics in the song Old Town Road. Now, rapper Lil Nas X surprised the country star with a red convertible Maserati to celebrate the success of the hit song, and he recorded the big surprise and posted it on Twitter. Check it out.
What's up, everybody? We're about to pull up at Billy Ray Cyrus' crib, and I'm postmating him a gift. What's up?
What are you doing here, man?
Yeah, I got you something. What? I got you something.
Wait a minute. There's no way.
It's yours. Old Town Road, number one, 7 weeks.
Hey, 7 weeks, man.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. That's. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Let's go.
Man? Whoa. We may not come back, man.
That's what's up. And it's because of Billy, because he added on his hook or whatever,
sure,
that made that song do what it did.
He's a one-time hit one. We don't know nothing about this guy, L.S. Nas, or what's his name, Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
But one, you bought Billy record, that don't look like a new one because I know Maseratis, and I don't think that's a 2019 model.
It don't matter. It's the thought that counts.
Well,
like,
come on, Brad, you paid him with the song? He got paid off the song?
It don't matter, but if you pull up and want to give me a Maserati, I'm not going to say no and turn you down, darling. And be like, oh, Gary, thank you so much. I love you.
You are hating because Ricky ain't pulled up and brought you no ride Maserati. He brought you a Mazda.
Oh, ain't about a damn Mazda.
All right, y'all. Well, moving on. Here's something else to celebrate. T.I. will be honored with the first ever Voice of the Culture Award.
Hey.
That's what's up. The new honor was created to celebrate ASCAP songwriters and artists who have a major influence on music and culture. So what y'all think about this? Does he deserve it?
T.I. been putting in work, and he's wrote for more people than he actually gets credit for. So ASCAP is putting respect on his name. So I love it.
Yes, and he enjoys vocabulary and vernacular. I think
he uses every available word in the dictionary. Sometimes when I read certain big words, I read it with T.I.'s voice in my head. Like he has that sort
of impact. How would it go, Craig?
Well, technically, I feel like there's been a misappropriation of the funds.
That the outcome of such, like, he's like, what are you talking about? Yeah, I think he deserves it. That's cute.
What's time for the king?
Yeah, T.I.
Well, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Are you looking for a pair of Bluetooth headphones that will blow you away?
Oh,
then you're going to love these Samsung-level active Bluetooth in-ear headphones. It has the comfort, stability, and high-quality audio that you need, and it comes in a stylish and compact package. And you know what else? It delivers a quality sound and a lightweight, hassle-free package with up to 5.5 hours of battery life, enough to last even the longest workout.
Ooh, I need a pair of these. Are there any other features?
Well, Brad, you would love that it comes with a variety of ear hooks, ear tips, and stabilizing wingtips that allow you to find the perfect fit, keeping your headset in place even during the most intense activity. And you know what I also find that's cool about these is that the earbuds are connected by a convenient around-the-neck cable with a built-in remote for controlling music and calls.
Well, how much is it?
Usually, the Samsung-level active Bluetooth in-ear headphones will cost you about $100. For our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$29.
$29? I was just as shocked as you. Go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Do you believe in smelling like a diva like me? Well, Heidi and Frank will tell you all about it after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, we know that Cher is sort of like the Energizer diva. She's always got projects going on. Always. There's something that she's got going. She's an actress. She's a singer. She's, well, now she's making perfume, apparently. She's got a brand new scent that she's launching this fall, and this is her second one.
Smell like Cher.
Well,
smell like a 73-year-old lady.
Oh, my God. Well, here's the deal. This is her second fragrance. She used to do what? She had one back in the 80s. It was called Uninhibited. But this one is called Eau de Couture by Cher. Now, I looked up, I mean, I know Eau de, we always see that. But Couture just means clothes. So, the smell of clothes. She says, quote, this is a genderless scent. It's very touchy-feely. It makes you want to hold yourself.
What's a genderless scent? I mean, that's, for me, genderless is lemon
It's not
twitch.
Really vagina, and it's not really
Well, you gotta look under the bottle to see what gender it is. It's like, oh, look, there it
but
is.
But it's like
there
a little kid. So she's worked on this scent for 4 years because she said she didn't want to
put... I worked on a scent for about 4 years, too, seems like.
I know, you need to put something on.
Woo!
So she's worked on the scent for 4 years, and she now wears it every day. So she didn't want to push out the scent until she was sure.
I don't want to push out the scent, either. I'm afraid I'm going
to
clear this
place. It's impossible to get
Seriously.
Through this. It's just impossible.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.